All right.
How about a punch Menendez in his bad thigh?
Okay, that's
and
a, that's a start.
When he goes down crying, he grabs his thigh. Then you dig your cleats into his eyeball, and then that'll cause the destruction for you to run right up the middle and go for the TD.
Okay, I'm liking that.
It's a good thing I took enough time to file down all these four candles and stick them to the bottom of my shoe.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? Everyone got it?
Yeah. Okay.
Break.
Hey!
Oh!
Scramble!
That's
my bad thigh!
Damn it!
Lawrence, where were you?
You totally let the blockers.
The riding curve for Lawrence Rock was supposed to block them.
Oh, Lawrence, we put you as center.
Came right through to me.
We need to get a pocket for Mark, Lawrence.
Guys, I'm undergoing the 47th concussion I've had.
All right, I got it.
All right. What are we doing?
The Venus de Milo play.
The Venus.
Right.
We're taking Lawrence's arms off and playing them deep?
Yeah.
And then trying to throw the ball to the arms?
Yes.
That's brilliant.
That is brilliant.
Okay.
Let's rock this.
All right. Does someone have a stapler so we can put him back on later?
We'll figure that out later.
Okay.
Running a nickel.
All right. I've got the arms.
Riding corpse to Lawrence Welk. You got? Okay.
I'm running to the two and I'm putting the arms down.
Okay.
I'll draw their attention.
Stick them up so they're coming up.
I will.
Come right at you, Juarez. Let's go.
All right. Bring it on, doggy. All
right. One.
Cell block
two,
C eats my
three,
butt.
Ahead. Hi!
Scramble! Okay.
Here it comes!
Oh my! Yes!
Yes!
The rotting comes from Lawrence Welk!
That's stupid. I'm done.
He just kind of. All right. Well, you know, we made some forward progress
no
at least.
We're
yeah.
Two.
You maybe should have dropped the arms.
I'm gonna rock this. All right. Good job, Lawrence.
Yeah.
Oh God. You're gooing all over my denim shirt. This is the last clean denim uniform I have, man.
Can we maybe sub in the rotting corpse of Mel Torme?
Yeah, hey.
Let's bring in the Velvet Frog.
All right. Velvet Frog.
That's what it changed his name to when he got on the inside.
All right.
Here we go. All right. Hold on. Wait.
Huddle up.
Guys, wait. I'm getting a call from the booth.
What do you got?
Big Mama Azathoth says we should run the run Blue 42.
Big Mama Azathoth said that?
She's the owner.
Oh, jeez.
All right,
Juarez, enough of your trash talking. You're going down.
Guys, I've seen them signaling. I think Todd Bridges is coming in on this play.
Oh, no.
So watch the blitz.
Secret weapon. All right.
Watch the blitz.
I'm going to watch the blitz. That guy's, he's been token up on the crack since the second quarter. Look at him. He's all hopped up. Look at his eyes.
Everybody guard your smokes, man.
Okay.
He likes to dig in pockets, man.
Okay.
He gets in the scramble, steals your smokes.
All right. Is he got a shiv?
Hey, time out.
Okay, time out.
Hey, Willis, is that a shiv? What, you don't like being called Willis? What, Willis is too good for you? Hey, bring it on!
Oh, yeah. There's a flag! Yep. 15 yards for Shankin.
Oh.
Look at, he stuck one in Big Al.
Oh,
just
Big
right
Al.
Right in his neck.
Hey, does anybody pick up Menendez? He's still on the ground.
He's way back there.
Oh, well.
Yeah, well, you know, they haven't said anything. He's offside.
He's
offside! Where's the offside?
Oh,
Menendez.
There's another flag offside. Hey, guys, we just got 15 yards.
Wow.
We're outside the end zone. Wait,
I don't care if your thigh looks like shredded pork. No. Walk it off!
Matt, how do we do this? The end zone's behind us. We're on the negative 13-yard line. Or the negative 3-yard line. No, the negative... No, we're exactly on the out-of-bounds line. That's creepy.
All right, so we got to throw this play
to
We got to throw backwards?
We got to get back in the field, I think.
The shotgun!
Okay.
Just pitch back.
Yeah, shotguns are generally good. okay. All right.
Yeah, Juarez. Yeah, eat that. Yeah, right. I'll see you in the mess hall later, big guy.
All right, I'm gonna take it.
What are you doing?
Yeah, don't.
That's Juarez.
Don't get him angry, man.
That's Juarez.
I'm just trying to get us pumped, man.
That's Juarez. All
right, I'm a fake to trip you. I'm gonna hand it off to Eric. Ready?
Oh yeah. I'm gonna punch through the line,
guys.
Yeah,
Juarez is tattooing a picture of my face on the palm of his hand. And then punching it over and over again.
I think that's ominous.
He's not even using ink. He's just carving it with a rock and sticking dirt in there.
Oh, my God.
And it looks amazingly like me.
It really does.
The prison bowl is a brutal thing.
I'm sorry, Juarez. Oh, I feel it over here. That's really creepy.
If we win this game, nothing else matters. You guys ready?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to cue Metallica.
Just picture all those fruit cups.
Ooh, yeah. It's fruit cups.
Dally.
Did you say tally?
Yeah, man.
All right, I'm ready for the.
All right,
I'm ready for the play.
One, two, three, hut, hut,
go, man. Here, go.
No, don't kill me.
I got it.
Don't kill me.
Slow motion.
The lateral! The lateral!
I don't want the ball here, Mark! I'm a freaking quarterback!
I'm not supposed to
give it back!
Can we maybe speed this up?
Alright, hold on.
Okay, okay.
Quick!
Yeah.
Scramble!
Juarez is coming straight at
I'm
you!
I'm scrambling!
Pitch it back!
Here, take it! Hey, pitch it, Juarez!
Run!
Dun 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 dun!
Oh wait, it's the wrong way!
Dun 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 dun! Dun 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 dun!
Spin move! Ooh yeah!
Dun 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 dun!
He's at the two! The one! Touchdown!
I can't feel my legs.
That's because you lost him around the 15.
Wow.
The way you clawed yourself to the end zone.
Wow.
Made me cry, man.
Just call me Flip Floppy.
Oh, my God.
Juarez is getting pretty pretty angry, guys. He's taking the ball, and he's eating the ball. The ball, he ate the whole ball.
That's not the right way to take it.
He just crapped the whole ball out.
Wow.
The man just ate the ball and digested it and crapped it out in 2 seconds.
Those may be efficient ball processes, but that is not a mature way to...
That's really not how to handle these kind of things.
Look at the rotting corpse of Mel Torme. He's not looking so good.
Oh, man.
He took a hit over there.
Yeah, and over there.
And
over there.
Oh, let's... Can we get a replay on that hit?
Yeah, I want a review.
Yeah.
Review on the booth.
Okay. Oh, you see right there?
Yeah, see right there.
He gets
there,
caught
the
in the defensive man's cleat, and he gets dragged for 10 miles.
Okay, can we get that from a different angle?
Yeah, hold on.
All right.
All right, if you can see here on the telestrator, there's his tooth, and that goes flying off in a conflagration around the 15. Now, he manages to get dragged to the 10, but then he gets booted in the crotchal area and comes flying back about 10 yards. From there, he bounces. He takes a definite cell block E bounce, being downed around the 25-yard line, right back where you started.
We get that from the cleat cam.
Yes, let's get another angle on that horrible injury.
Oh, man. God!
Give the man his stomach back.
Can we stop the cleat cam?
Right. Can we see it from another angle? The horrible injury from another angle.
Let's
from 500 feet in the air, looking downwards. Can't really see much from this.
Yeah, this isn't too good.
It's not very exciting.
Yeah.
See why they don't shoot the cams from this.
Okay, let's try a different angle.
Okay.
From inside the head of the rotting corpse of Mel Torme.
Yes!
All right, it's enough. One last angle. Let's look at this from Phyllis Diller's bathroom.
Okay.
Those announcers are sick.
It's a completely different kind of disgust. All right, shut it off. Oh, what did Diller eat?
Dudes, we won.
We won?
We won.
This means we get 2 hours on the outside, dudes.
Woo!
Sunday night, 10 to 12, we get 2 hours on the outside.
The Golden Fruit Cup.
Juarez wanted that time on the outside so we can meet up with his boyfriend in New Mexico. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen, huh, Juarez? No, stop. Ow!
Matt, when are you going to learn to not mess? Well, that's your elbow, or it was.
Ripped my whole elbow off and put a rock in its place.
How does that work?
That's a nice rock. You got to give
it's shiny. It's like quartz.
Yeah. I like that rock.
It's definitely a crystal.
Well, how are we going to spend our 2 hours on the outsides, dudes? The guards are coming over here. They're going to let us out. Do you want to...
Howard Cosell here. Matt Tropia, how did you feel about today's game?
Oh, God, I got to tell you, Howard, it was freaking fantastic, man. A Juarez, an intimidating presence on the other team, man. No doubt. And then Willis with the shank. Oh, God, we were scared. We're not above admitting we were scared. Then... The Velvet Fog coming in, sticking to the bottom of the cleats for 10 yards, warding off the defense, and then Eric losing his legs around the 10 and crawling in for the winning touchdown. I gotta tell you, Howard, this is the most exciting prison football game I've ever taken part in.
Those are the words of a victor. Eric Ramson, how do you feel?
Well, let me tell you there, Howard, that I just, I wanted to play. I played hard, playing hard with the football. And, you know, I just felt we had to come in today and play hard. Really the key to this game was scoring more points than the other team. I thought that was definitely what we had to do tonight. Also, playing defense and offense was a definite key. Keeping Matt from crying like a small schoolgirl, that was a big thing we had to do. He started to, if you notice, he started to lose it around the third quarter. We just punched him in the face, called him Mary a few times, and he stopped that right quick. Let me tell you, I think this one goes out to Big Mom Azathoth up in the booth. Really,
BMA!
Yeah, I mean, really the best swirling mass of nuclear horror you could hope to have as a coach and owner.
Mark Hyden, as the quarterback of the victorious team, how do you feel?
Lonesome, kind of. You know, I mean, they're carrying that trophy around, and, you know, I just feel kind of lonesome, you know. It's inside, you know, it hasn't really solved anything inside. I still feel kind of empty as far as that goes. I just got to hustle and do the emptiness I know I can do, you know. I mean, just kind of ignore the emptiness and go on forward and you know.
Hey, guys, Juarez tattooed on his chest. I'll see you guys later in the shower. ... And then he turned around and he says three words. And underneath that it says, Shish Kebab.
Juarez is quick with those tattoos.
I'm scared.
Is that three words?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, it's all the more confusing because instead of a dot above the eye, it's a heart. I don't understand that.
That Juarez.
Yeah, why?
He's a weird
maybe
guy.
Maybe we're having shish kebabs in the mess hall.
Really understand. Rotting corpse of Lawrence Welk. You are a huge factor in this victory, catching a major pass towards the end that really put the team in position for this drive. How do you feel? Those are insightful words. I think you've got a coaching career ahead of you, Mr. Rotting corpse of Lawrence Welk.
So, guys, how are we going to spend our 2 hours?
No,
This is Howard Cosell signing off. I'm going back to solitary now. Thanks. Stop it! Ow! Screw you! I did nothing wrong!
Yeah,
ow!
Yeah, you're Howard Cosell. Sure you are.
Jeez, I hate that guy.
Yeah, well. You know,
I hate him.
He gives good coverage on the games, though.
So, Mark, what do you want to do? We got 2 hours. I got three words for us all. Polka, polka, polka. There's an all-night polka joint.
Sounds good to me, man.
Let's go.
Let's rock this.
I'm ready to go.
All right.
Let's go polka.
Somebody want to get Lawrence's arms?
Oh, I'll go get them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Arms, very vital component in the polka.
Oh, man. It looks like something out of Aliens over here.
Ain't no thing. Well, dudes, we played a good hard game today.
Yeah, it broke a sweat.
And it only cost us, you know, your legs, you know, some dignity, and later a really, really painful ass pounding. But we got a couple hours before that becomes dim, dim, dark, painful reality. So let's go live it up and polka our asses off.
The moral of this story, I think, is live for today, because you're never going to get another chance, so seize your dreams.
Yeah, I'm seizing.
That's beautiful, man.
That's really nice.
You're seizing, but I think that's getting green.
Right. Well, if somebody puts something in my mouth so I don't bite my tongue off.
And also, in life, don't taunt that mean guy who is very muscular from cell block E and who makes tattoos really quick. Don't taunt him, because he'll still be around after you've seized your dreams and...
Or seized.
Yes, and if you're holding your arms up to seize a dream, because the dream is really high up in the air and you have to jump, then that leaves you really vulnerable. And the tummy is a vulnerable place.
Yes.
I think that's really moral of the moral story, is that the tummy is a
polka!
Vulnerable place.